Hello and welcome in to the Sora Data Game Week 467 preview. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdinho on Sora Rare, joined once again by Harry Trades of the Harry Trades YouTube channel to break down this weekend's extravaganza of matches. I'll put it that way. I actually have been dreading this game week, Harry. I have like so many injuries or suspensions last week, bad matchups that I was kind of hoping I could just let this game week, we could just skip it, but we can't. Apparently there are other people who are excited.
Yeah, it's not all about you, Led, unfortunately. But yeah, no, massive weekend. I think, am I right in saying that this is the first weekend we have literally everything because Brazil comes back, right?
I would assume so.
Like, are
Maybe
we
the last
anything?
Ones we're waiting on, right?
I think so, yeah. They're literally the only ones that haven't kicked in yet. I'm sure of it.
To be honest, I thought we still needed like another week with them. But no, you're right.
Yeah, I think they come back. Yeah,
I think it's, all in. Everyone in the pool. Let's go. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. Toby, first in. Interesting game week. Feeling optimistic that MMD can carry me to glory. There are a lot of people who are very excited about MMD these days. Kev Heard, what's up? And Arthur on the podiums. Congratulations, you guys. Kai said, let's go Hansa Rostock this Friday, which is not something I ever thought I would read, but let's go. Dream Oblivion, next game week is huge. Is this huge because, like, important or just because, like, hey, everyone's back, so we'll see. Jorge, what's up? From Portugal, love it. Love it. Just Mike It, what's up? Tuggy, Bob Franklin, appreciate this. Harry, did you see that the MMD unique traded today?
I didn't know. Who did that go
to? I don't think there is a more hyped player on SoRare right now than MMD. I'll just pull it up right here. And by the way, we have a new player page. Or at least a new price graph, excuse me. If everybody wants to just kind of hang out and you can see everything, right? Oh, look at that.
Oh, okay, that's fun.
Look at this price graph. Everything's just going up. But anyway, this unique trade, Harry, is the hype is real when you see a Joey Veerman and Cravadonna. Is that what you call him?
Cravadonna, yeah.
Cravadonna. Super rares. Plus
David Turnbull. Wow.
Turnbull, yeah. Nat Brown. He was good for a little bit.
Yeah.
I swear.
That's funny. There's cards on either side of that trade that formerly played for Cardiff and now play for Cardiff, which is quite fun.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. I think everybody wins in this one. Everyone right, wins. Yeah. Anyway, Nixon, what's up? KB, can't wait to clap all the noobs in D5 with my team full of stars. Skosmo, what's up? SR Monkey, you haven't missed anything yet. Super Totoro? Oh, that's a fun name. Sam, what's up? Excited for the Liverpool special this week. Oh, that is this weekend, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Tuggy said we have the GOAT at the top of contenders. I haven't seen who's at the top for this weekend. Because like I said,
depends on position.
Yeah, I was hoping that it was just not going to happen. So what's up, Laney? Quinny, what's up from Barcelona? Yep. Kim Tae Hwan, 100 incoming for real this time. Nixon, you owe me 100, so we need it. So rare. Andre, what's up? Pepeta. MMD is the toppest of top tiers. How about that? Toby said the 25A only from passing two games in a row is what gets me about MMD. That's just free AA. And then Alex, exactly what Harry and I were talking about before, pray for Magnus Madsen. We need him back. Although, to be honest, as I was telling Harry, I would happily take him back the following game week, and not this one. Forza Midgeland. And RedderDead69, what's up? All right, let's dive right in. But I had the screen set up, and then I had to go away for the MMD unique. So let's see. 467. We'll start an all-star. PSV. Oh, Man City. This is wild. PSV home against Vitesse. Man City at home against Luton. Inter at home against Cagliari. Bayern at home against Cologne. Bayer Leverkusen home against Werder Bremen. Liverpool at home against Crystal Palace. Celtic at home against St. Mirren. My God. Benfica home against a team I'm not going to even try to pronounce. Morenese,
I think.
Morenese?
I think. I don't know.
It sounds too Italian, but I'll give it to you. I mean, where's, of course, Sporting the one who has to be the first away team on this list. Toby's already saying it. Just stay away from Champ and Challenger this game week.
Yeah, it looks frightening, doesn't it? I think, yeah, along the lines of what Quinny's saying there, Leverkusen could win the league. I'm pretty sure PSV can win the league as well.
How have they not?
I know. Well, they had that little blip, didn't they, Led? They had a couple of weeks where I think NEC beat them a couple of weeks ago. And
that's right.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but they look to be back on track, and I'm pretty sure they can win it.
Okay.
Yeah, no better way to do it than at home to Vitesse. Because, yeah, why wouldn't they be at home to Vitesse?
I mean, that's a pretty big gap.
What's that, 9 points?
Nine, yeah.
I guess there's how many teams in the league? Can't be 20, is there? Maybe less, I don't know. But anyway, I think they can win it. So I'm sure they'll put on a show of some sort for us. Well, those who have cards, of course. is it Hurving season?
No.
Don't think it is it?
No.
It's
five
just
to play.
Five to play. So that'd be four to play after this game week. Let's say they both win 9 points. I don't know. No, maybe they can't. That doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't add up. No, maybe I read that. I don't know. I thought I saw a tweet saying that, but clearly not. But that's a nice little run-in, isn't it?
Jesus. I was just saying that. Is it?
Like, what the hell? That is ridiculous.
Vitesse, away to Heerenveen, home against Sparta, away to Fortuna, and then finishing home against Wallach. Oh, my God. Was there a playoff in Eredivisie?
I don't think so, no.
I didn't think so either. No. Just Mike, it does bring this up, that there could be rotation for a lot of the teams that were at the top of this list because they had midweek matches. But
not for PSV.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, City 1,000,000%. But like rotated players in are still going to score crazy well.
But they rotated slightly was that yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
Well, De Bruyne was sick.
Well, that's true. That's right. That's right.
So, and then like Guardiola shouldn't have played. Well, not shouldn't have. Like he was like not sort of down to play and did, and obviously scored an absolute banger with his right foot. but yeah, they'll definitely rotate for this weekend. Bayern, yeah, you'd have to argue the same.
Can they afford to rotate?
Well, yeah, good point. But like,
sorry to cut you off there. I think this is the last week where they absolutely cannot. Like they can't drop points now.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a fair point. And like about the teams playing on Thursday, so you've got Leverkusen, Liverpool, Benfica, and Sporting. Are Sporting still in European comps?
Yes.
Yeah, so like a majority of them, they're on that top sort of 10 list, let's say, are all playing Thursday, which is pretty late, really. I know they could play, like they'll probably play Sunday. So, you know, they still got a decent amount of rest, but it's not like playing Tuesday and then playing, you know, Saturday, Sunday, you know, so.
I said that so confidently. I actually don't think they're still in.
No. Who did they? I can't even remember who they went out to. But yeah, like someone said earlier, I think Tobe said, yeah, Challenger champs could be really, really, just will be a high scoring game week as they normally are. But yeah, even more so maybe.
Did they? I was going to say they played Atalanta, but I don't remember two legs in that one. There's one and there's two. Yeah, fair enough. Out.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Ricky and Ricoman. Appreciate that. Strong reminder that Sebastian Coates has no midweek utility anymore. Although really nobody does, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, that's the way it feels, right?
Yeah.
But no, there's some massive matchups there. Really, yeah, really there are. Big.
Daniel Cooper, Bayern's so far behind, I don't think it matters, but KB97, Bayern have to be careful not to drop out of the top four. Oh my God.
Jesus, yeah. That's a real good point. Inter must be close to winning Serie A. As much as
16.
That's ridiculous.
God.
Yeah, so yeah, like when he said, it probably is done this weekend then.
Inter's 14 in.
That's huge as well, yeah.
That is wild.
That must be close as well.
Anyway. All right, let's dive into the contenders. I noticed you and Quinny start with champions on the Friday show, which I respect,
we'll flip it.
And I'll disagree. Speaking of Quinny, Celtic, massive favorites. The next highest minted team, where is that? Zagreb? Dinamo Zagreb, right?
Yeah.
Hearts, LDU Quito, St. Pauli. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. let me just make sure we have all the, or like what we're missing. Some Chinese Super League, K-League. I don't think anyone important. Shout out to Wuhan Three Towns.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Tianjin Teda, Alexander Graham played. They played earlier today. Mm-hmm. It's today, Wednesday. So yeah, we'll have those odds when they come up. But anyway, this doesn't seem that bad.
Doesn't feel like many teams are playing there, does it? What's going on here for contender? Like, it feels like we've got 10,000 leagues there, and maybe only like 50 teams are playing.
La Liga, yeah, is like, no, there's Serie B. We don't have like a ton of Ligue 2 players.
Mexican,
anyway.
Does everyone in Mexico? I know the league's not huge, but everyone in Mexico, everyone in Argentina play?
I think so.
Okay, maybe I've just, I don't know. That just didn't feel like a long list, but maybe there
is. Yeah, no, you're right. Although, to be honest, we're at 50% here in my little scroller. Yeah, sure enough. About a tenth of the way down. So maybe it's just that there's nobody that, my God, it's all right. Here, this list is absurd.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, yeah. When you first scrolled, I swear it wasn't this long. Or might
yeah, maybe not. I might have just quick scrolled it and then.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's Hansa Rostock that somebody was looking for earlier. That seems like a long shot maybe this weekend.
Yeah, big time. Big
there's
time.
Our boys, Emma Brietta.
Yeah, with my goalie being dropped, which is just fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the top here. All right, so yeah.
Yeah, the Celtic one, like I'm not obviously not as sort of qualified to speak on them as Quinny would be in that sense, but like St. Mirren aren't like that bad.
Yeah.
Like I think they're like top five, I'm pretty sure, maybe even higher. I know it doesn't mean much. I know what you're going to say, but like if it was like Livingston at home, fair enough, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is not like a guaranteed clean sheet type of Celtic game.
I mean, Celtic's never guaranteed clean sheet.
No. Yeah, I know. I should have definitely added that. But it's definitely like probable to score three, I'd say. Well, yeah. What's the chances there? 58%. Very, very high compared to the rest of the pack. And
yeah,
you know, forwards wise, you know, it could be a Matt O'Reilly / whoever, Maeda, you know, those sort of boys. But defensively, I'm sure they'll score well. It's just I don't know if the clean sheet's like, you know, a given, which, you know. It never is. Yeah, but
the opponent scores seem terrible for Hart, at least goalie wise, and even the defenders. It's like they you know, it's that team that scores every game, but they only get two shots on target anyway. So
right,
we'll see. Serfila is reminding us Argentina split between this weekend and the midweek. Ooh. So
interesting.
GGs to everybody who gets the midweek ones with nothing but all star. Toby said St. Pauli should be a possession banger. The three center backs will get all the passing AA, which I love to hear since I won one of their center backs last week as a tier five.
Wow.
He's fun. Dreadful, granted, but like.
Yeah. Does he start?
He has been starting.
Right.
Sort of. But like, hey, you got some 35 AA in here.
That's what you want. Yeah.
Yeah. I know nothing about this guy other than I won him as a tier five.
Yeah, I've never heard of him, to be fair.
Yeah. Let's see. Holstein Kiel.
They've been good recently. Yeah. Good old Machino, the ex-J League guy. He's been scoring pretty well recently. Rapid could be quite fun.
Yeah, Rapid Wien here. Where is Austria Wien?
Yeah, they had a great matchup last weekend.
Last week they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tuggy season. Club America and San Freche right next to each other.
Ooh.
Where did they go? Rapid. There they are. Away to the Pellets.
Good old Pellets.
I think they play them back to back.
Okay.
Because I think this is like the middle of the it's the relegation bracket that they're in. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what the case was. But yeah, not that great. Right behind Bran. 38%.
Soul at home to Pohang, sorry. Okay.
Key season.
Nothing's jumping out, Quinny.
No, nothing. It seems really It just seems fair. Like we all have a shot now.
Especially, well, that, like we mentioned earlier, if Champ and Challengers are really, really punchy this weekend, is it the contender week? Because especially at Limited, where I've been playing for the Road to Glory, like scores haven't been that crazy so far. Yeah. And I think that might just, following that, in that trend again, because I'm not seeing much here that could like completely dominate, you know? That's funny.
Says the guy who's going to dominate contenders this weekend. Let's check out Challenger since we saw PSV before. So we've got PSV, the three Portuguese teams, Benfica, Porto, Sporting right away, Feyenoord, AZ, jeez, Leeds, 70%. Is that Black? It is Blackburn.
Yeah.
It's Swansea getting up there. Southampton home against Watford. And then Fenerbahce. There's Gala. Ugh. My God.
There's a couple of big...
And the MLS special is over now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was telling you one now. I just dawned on me like how much harder Challengers is going to become, right? Because there's just going to be so many more lineups in there now than before. Because, a lot of those powerful MLS cards would have been in the weekly, and they're not anymore. So
do you think that the people who were playing the in-season, like the MLS tournament, are more likely to play in-season challengers or like cap 240? Because threshold, that's another way that you can get cash from your lineup.
Good point. It's all going to depend on how many cards they have, right? But like,
It seems dumb to play
how good,
new like, season cards in cap 240 since you don't have to, but.
Right. And like, it depends. Yeah. Like I bought an Acosta. I'm not going to play Acosta in 240. So it's like, and I bought him for MLS special weekly. So he's going to transfer straight over to challenges.
Yep.
But like, if you did it on like a really tight budget, then why can't they be used as 240 cards if you are really limited in that, you don't have that many cards. Yeah. I can see that working.
My other thought is if you're somebody who bought MLS cards in any scarcity, basically after the divisions were set up. So you pretty much have like only played the in-season, you've only played the MLS special. You're probably in a lower challengers division because you haven't been playing it. So you're not getting promoted.
Right.
So if you are somebody who like just bought a bunch of rares and have only played the in-season MLS special, now you're going to challengers and you probably, because you haven't played, you might be in division 3, division 4 even. Mm-hmm. And now you're just like, let me just plow these cards in there. So I wonder if the lower divisions will be more competitive, more like harder to win now because those cards are coming in.
Yeah. I think, as long as the cards they were using in MLS like weren't that good on paper that like they wouldn't have been placed, like you said, in D1s and D2s, but still didn't bother playing them. Yeah. That could be a really strong D3, D4 maybe this weekend, especially and in D5 maybe in limited. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hmm. We'll see. Or actually it'll be somebody's like third lineup that they used to only put in two and now they're putting in a third because they're moving that from the special into challengers.
Yeah. That's what I'll be like. I've got so many challenger lineups possible this weekend. It's ridiculous. Like normally I can only play one and one, like one in season, one normal. Now it's almost, it's three in season. It could be one classic, two, like it's five now basically, across the two modes. So yeah, I think challenger numbers are going to be massive. And Brazil are back.
And Brazil's back.
So like it all happens on one game week.
Right. So we've got, at least from the MLS, we had Red Bulls at home against Chicago, New York City FC home against the Revs. You got Carlos Gil in a tiny field in New York, and they got demolished by Club America last night in Mexico City. So they're coming back plenty of time, but he played a little bit off the bench last night, which is absurd when they lost. They were down 10-0 on aggregate, I believe. Anyway, Toby said, I'm going from one to two challenger lineups to five or six.
Wow, yeah. That's it. That's what everyone's going to be doing, I think.
Yep. Let's see what else we got. Flamengo Flamengo, are they the top Brazilian team that we found? No. I don't know if we have cards from any of these. Not that Flamengo is like heavily minted, but they do have plenty.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruges, they've home against exceptional. Antwerp. There's Besiktas. This is basically at the 50% mark in terms of win percentage. So it's not still favored, but not that high. Atlanta home against Philly. Vancouver home against the Galaxy.
That'll be fun. That'll be goals. That will be goals.
Maybe Ricky Puig will actually get on the score sheet.
Yeah, he's allergic to scoring goals, isn't he?
It feels like it's going to be one of those that like, yeah, but when he, and it's like, how many does he have? And you're like, not none. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
PSU got Reynoso. Curious at that talk. Reynoso, oh yeah, Reynoso still in Argentina. He basically should just go play for River Plate at this point.
What is he doing? Like, that is my luck, isn't it? I go and buy the card I've waited for so long, and now he's gone AWOL.
He's not AWOL. They know where he is. He's just nowhere near where he needs to be.
Do they know where he is? I mean, they know the country. I don't know if they know the city.
they know where he isn't, and that's in the office to get a green card. So
that's crazy.
Sam said, I bought a full MLS Vancouver collection, won £200 over the 3-game week, so now I'm free rolling it over contender divisions for the year. Challenger, not contender.
Challenger, yeah.
Toby said, I picked up Robin Lott as soon as I saw the Reynoso news, which Gator guy actually picked one up before the Reynoso news because he was like, you never know. And so there he is. All right, we've got a Yarbrough revenge game. San Jose hosting his old Colorado Rapids, who looked at him and said, we don't need you. We'll get Marco Ilić. And then they sent Ilić off to just disrespect. Anyway, RSL somehow favored at home against the Crew. That seems weird. And maybe it. So I was going to say, maybe it's Rammy season, but he's playing against Nico Mantle. So I'm like, maybe not. Maybe.
Yeah, please don't be.
Last man tackle season. Nothing else seemed. Well, Heron Mead. Yeah.
LA, Montreal, Cincy away. Interesting.
Corinthians, Mineiro. Wow.
Ooh.
That's a way to open the season.
Yeah.
Is it Yari season?
No. Didn't you send me something to do with Genk? What was that? Is that like when they next play Genk? Maybe he.
That's, I think, the 26th.
Okay, so it's just over 2 weeks.
I don't even know why I'm looking. We're not going to play him.
No, never, but I just want to know he's fine, you know? Like, I do care for him.
Well, next week.
Oh, wow, okay.
Or do you think it's this one?
You know it's the other one.
This is exactly what's going to happen, Harry. He's going to take this week off. He's going to come off the bench away to Genk and get, like, 16 AA in 4 minutes. And you and I are going to be like, seeing that next one, home against Circle Bruges. And we're like, let's go. And then we're like, oh, it's a midweek. And we're like, ah, whatever. U23 still runs. And then he's going to get hurt in the 14th minute and then just miss the rest of the season.
I can't wait.
Anyway. It's a big one here.
Wow. That is big.
I don't know if they get any bigger in world football.
Will you be watching it, Loled? That's the big question.
Absolutely. It's the only team I watch.
Okay. How do you watch them? What are they on?
One Football.
Ah, nice.
No commentators, just crowd noise, and it's great. It is great.
No commentators. None. That's strange.
Nah. It's raw speed.
They can't get anyone to do that job. Like, Mattson might be commentating this weekend.
Yeah, I'll do it. No, that's a big one. Ricoman, you don't watch Sporting anymore. I have actually never, not that I've never watched a Sporting match, but like Premier Liga is not, it's like, I don't illegally stream anything. So if it's not on an easy way for me to watch it, I just won't. I also prefer commentators. I was just kind of joking about the crowd noise, but I don't know. There's something like cathartic about it with just listening to the fans and like, I don't know. Yeah. Feels more like you're there.
Right. Okay.
Because like you don't have somebody just like chirping in your ear. Anyway. nothing else. J jumps out at me here. Yeah.
Could it's be just, that could be
just getting blasted
just
from
PSV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and Benfica kind of, but PSV are just way more SO5 friendly right now. And
Harry, they're 74% to score 3+ goals.
Have you ever seen? I've never seen it that high. Genuinely, no. I don't think I've seen above 70.
I don't think for a club match, like right, yeah, you fair, know, like fair. France, Gibraltar, we probably have.
Yeah, but, for sure. Yeah, that is frightening. Genuinely, now 74%, and you know what? Luke de Jong will probably still get 10 BCMs. Sorry, but have you seen his streak? I think he's broken it now, but for like 3 games or so, he literally had like 14 BCMs or something stupid.
Let's see. It last 15, lot. He's got 14 big chances missed.
But go last five. I'm pretty sure they could all come in the last.
So this is, so big chances created. So it's possible to get a big chance created and an assist. So like, I don't want to say well, actually, I guess we could see. So he had 4 assists. And an assist is not necessarily a big chance created. But
right.
The way I look at this is like, this is 22 possible decisives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he's had, although 13 goals, my God.
Right, yeah.
Last five.
I'm pretty sure it's like 10.
Nine.
That's insane. That's nuts. 9 big chances missed. Yeah.
Is it a couple in every? So this was 2.
It was 3 and 4, and obviously, in the, well, not obviously, but I guess it was.
Oh, I missed a pen.
I missed a pen in one. That's so does so that penalty? Oof. That penalty miss doesn't. Yeah, that one was wild. That penalty, that -5 for penalty miss wouldn't go in that, would it? You know what I'm saying?
Like that? No, that's this. That is the same. Yeah.
Oh, so that counts as a big chance miss as well. Penalty kick missed.
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, so like a penalty missed is -10 basically.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is on your graph that you just showed us, he had 9 in 5 games. Does that penalty kick missed count as one of the 9?
Yes.
It does. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because this penalty kick missed is this big chance missed.
They both come together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ricky fun. Said, so you're saying I shouldn't play Eloy Room this weekend. I'm not sure we're going to find him near the top of the pick score list, but who am I to...
I mean, he could do a run now. He could get the 60 AA.
Like, all he has to do is, like, save a penalty and mm-hmm. then not concede 3. Or even if mm-hmm. he concedes 3 with the penalty, like, he ends up at 38. That's not so bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine. What's his L15?
Are they going down? Are they that bad?
They are really bad, yeah.
They are really bad.
Mm. Like, really bad.
That's what I thought. They're, like, dead last. They're, like, worse than Volendam. And wow.
Excelsior plays Wall at home this weekend, which is absolutely Ooh. Huge for them.
Man, that is so bad.
No.
Anyway, sorry. Quick look at champions. Although it doesn't have to be quick. Let's see. Man City, Inter, Bayern, Bayer Leverkusen, Liverpool, Arsenal, Lazio. Are they still minted? Still?
Yeah.
Like, I know we have a bunch of them, but I wasn't sure if we fully had them.
Yeah, I think we do.
Not sure their uniforms have changed in 1,000 years. So like I can't even tell if we have new pictures or not. anyway. Sociedad, Napoli, everyone, Leipzig, that's 69% and above. And it's got some big favorites. Brentford home against Sheffield United.
The only thing that could happen here is obviously all the big Prem stacks teams go into Prem.
Go into Prem.
Because there's a lot of them this weekend.
I was going to say, let's look at that first, actually, and then we can talk about everyone else. So, yeah, Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, all 74% or above. Man, that's mm-hmm. like, that's so frustrating.
I know. Well, the Arsenal one, like they're playing Villa. Villa are bound to score. I'd be shocked if they don't score there. Liverpool, yeah, could be clean sheet Ville, as could the Man City. situation. The rest, yeah. I mean, Brighton, it could be Brighton season. Away to Burnley.
I feel like you would normally feel good about that until you're just like, oh, but then those top three are just going to...
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Well, say that though. Do we even know who's starting goal for Man City? I know we probably might, but like...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know. And then they all... And Man City has to rotate in some spots. You're not going to get like Foden playing, you know. There's going to be some players that literally won't play a minute.
Right.
I know they're going to bring in Alvarez's Doku.
Like, I was going to say it's Alvarez season. Let's go.
Doku. Right, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But like Arsenal, do they... You know what I'm saying? Because nobody, everyone, I think there was two draws yesterday, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Two or three all. So it's like.
And they play next week.
Yeah, literally straight away.
Next midweek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brentford, like, I think this could go into what Gator said yesterday with on the show you did with him, like, the Brentford stack there. Is it the Brentford stack at home to Sheffield that, yeah, that dominates?
What's wrong with Ederson?
Nothing now. He was on the bench yesterday.
I thought, just Mike said, yeah, he'd be ready and back from Madrid, but
fair enough.
Surely okay. You would want him to play this weekend to get him ahead, right? Like,
you probably would, wouldn't you? Surely to God. But like, there's some really, like, yeah, Brighton, Brentford. I don't really count the Chelsea one because you just don't know what Chelsea are going to do, but like, Forest.
Really? Because I feel like there are two players you definitely know what they're going to do from Chelsea.
I don't know. No, who would you say the two are?
Yeah, no, just two cards that I was told not to buy. That's all. shout out to Connor Gallagher and Cole Palmer. Yeah, anyway, let's see.
There's a lot there. Like, Fulham have been horrendous. West Ham at home could be nice. Forest at home, they've been really good at home recently. Like, honestly, it wouldn't. So even though we do have some crazy good matchups at the top of that list, would not surprise me if we saw a few lesser teams pop off there.
If this season started, like I talked to you in September, August, and I was like, just so you know, in mid-April, Bournemouth will be favored at home against Man United. Surely, like, you wouldn't believe me.
Nah, no one would. I don't care who you are. No chance. That, yeah, that's frightening. And like the matchup indicators are like really, I mean, like the mid defense and goalkeeper. A goalkeeper is ridiculous. 64.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that, I don't know what to say about United. I know they got a good result on the weekend, but like, they're so hard to watch. Sorry to any United fans. It's really painful.
Tuggy's a United fan. He's saying 4-1, Jerry. Quinny's ready.
Yeah.
Quinny's ready for the Bournemouth stomp. Oh. Mm-hmm. So if we take them out, of yeah. champions. We still have Inter, which there are plenty of Inter cards out there, but even though they're not currently licensed. Plenty of Bayern cards, but who knows who plays. Surely Leverkusen goes full-fledged to win the league.
Surely.
This weekend, right? Like, regardless yeah. of what happens Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Liverpool, we're going to skip them. Lazio.
Like, if you take them out, Led, there's still some really cool ones. Like, even Stuttgart at the bottom there. Like, there's some teams yeah. that score goals here. Leipzig at home. Bologna. Like, it's still going to be a very high scoring, even if you take out the chunk of Prem teams. I really do think so. Rennes at home to Toulouse. That could be quite fun for you.
Probably not, but... In my champions... I was hoping to get relegated last week, and I had a DNP...
Yeah.
An error led to goal and a red card, three different players,
uh-huh.
and didn't get relegated from Division 3.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's impressive.
What's a guy have to do to
I get know, literally.
Easier division? My God. Anyway. How does Real Madrid line up knowing that we have the midweek?
It'll be like Modric comes in. I think Nacho would come in. Outside of that, well, yeah, Rodrigo probably doesn't start, so they probably go Brahim Diaz. Yeah.
Let me base drop out. Yosulu get in?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, good point. Maybe, yeah, it could be Yosulu, Vinny, and then like maybe not Bellingham. It could be, you know,
yeah,
Brahim in there instead. Yeah, I'd be shocked if Modric doesn't come in. Maybe Arda Güler for half an hour. But yeah, maybe, who knows?
Certainly not for 90, my God.
No, not for 90. No, don't be silly.
Who else do we have?
Lucas Vasquez maybe for Carvajal. Ceballos.
Yeah.
Militao's back, which is fun. Like Yeah. Yeah, there was.
He's like rumors. Not back though, right? Like,
sub back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to start this game.
I highly doubt it. Yeah. What's the point?
Right. But like, they also are playing Tchouaméni back there. So.
Right. Yeah. Lano, they want him back as soon as possible, even though Tchouaméni was actually really good yesterday, despite the SO5 score. I mean, that's what 3-all does to you on the Matrix. Yeah, like, you can only do so much, right? But, he played really well, actually, Tchouaméni.
All right, let's jump over to some pick scores. Who are the best players for this game week for just overall? Let's see.
Oh, it's got to be Viamon. Buscat, yeah. I was literally going to say.
Oh, literally the three.
look at that. Four out of five.
4 out of 5, yeah.
Or we could go 7 out of 5. No, 5 out of 7. I can't get my math right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, that is not good.
Jeez. Oh, look.
And the owner. And the only player I own from that team is nowhere near that list. No, I lie. I actually own another one, but he's obviously, he just can't get a look in.
Also nowhere near the list.
Yeah, also nowhere near.
So he's going saying MMD would be number one if we had odds for...
Maybe.
Still early. It's only Wednesday. We might get him.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else we have here? Trezeguet? Really?
He has been smashing, I think. Well, clearly with the L5, but yeah.
Look at that. Modern day Bakasetas.
Reincarnation.
It's Rodrigo. Somebody said early in chat that Rodrigo mentioned something about wanting a rest.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Well, I think he does rest. I really do.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they've got Rico Lewis that can come in there because he didn't play yesterday and probably might have played if Guardiola didn't play, type of thing. And I know they can't afford to do much rotation in the back, but yeah, I really think Rodrigo comes out. Kovacic might play again. He played really well yesterday.
Okay.
Really, really well.
All right. Let's see. We got Ryan Gold at home.
He hasn't been it recently.
No.
Like, really hasn't been it.
Just that 32A.
Yeah, but this is the back end of the home stretch for them, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Look at this. You don't want to go away. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Waiting Sounders, New York, and LAFC. And then Sounders again. Oh.
And Colorado. Like, that's at elevation.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then Miami at home. Yeah. Good job you paid off that stack, mate.
Yeah.
Good job.
Robert said he might get 4 big chances missed this week.
Mm. Oof.
Yeah, that's good luck to any money. Anyway, Sho Sasaki, everyone's favorite. Hyungmin Son. Oh, your boy.
Ooh, there he is at home to Guadalajara.
Did he end up playing this week? Yesterday?
It's tonight. It's tonight.
Tonight? All right.
Yeah. All right. Somerville. We'll Somerville Who? Blank last night, led.
Did he?
Yep. They all
did. Why does that make me feel good? I feel so bad. That it makes me feel good.
It does make you feel good. I know it. I say blank.
Just the 16 AA.
Yeah, I mean, 0-0. That's home to Sunderland.
Tuggy saying the goat at the top. Biscagli? Unless he's talking about Sasaki. I feel like Sho is goat.
Anyway. Son away to Newcastle is a weird one. Like, I get it, but I don't. I mean, he's been fine, but it's
that
good
to me.
Yeah, but two of those are Korea. Like, come on.
Somerville linked to Liverpool. Wow. I can't think of a team that probably needs him less than Liverpool.
Yeah, that if he got, well, I was going to say, because there's been rumors of Diaz leaving.
Oh, I was just about to say, is Diaz locked in there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's like, his dream is to play for Barcelona, apparently. Like, he really wants to play for Barca. Yeah, so I don't know.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun.
Anyway, there's Grimaldo. He seems pretty low, just because we're always used to seeing him at the top.
Yeah.
Lewis, I guess, Morgan. This is what happens now. Like you said, everyone's in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. If anyone in this chat has put my boy Teze down to not start, then shots fired.
Go fix yourself.
What is going on? Still a triple A, though. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Look, he's actually come really good.
That's a chart you want to see, Harry.
That's beautiful.
That's as beautiful as it gets. Look at that.
What
more can you do?
You can't do any more. You literally can't. No. It's home to Vitesse. The five markers are all stretched out.
Love it.
Can't really ask for more.
Let's see. Everyone else?
There's a lot of triple A's led.
It's a lot. It's so many players that are playing now.
I know. But that is actually crazy.
This dude from Montpellier is last.
He's Arnaud good. Nordin. Yeah, he was at Saint Etienne, and like, he's just smashing right now.
There we go. I see you. One of those champion Europe players that nobody ever would want because you've never heard of him.
Right. I guarantee you Genesis is going to tell us that he was rated better than Mbappe in the chat right now. Because he was. Like, I've seen Genesis. I mean, we all know Genesis knows his stuff. But I just distinctly remember Genesis saying that. And it probably was true at one point because he is quite similar in how he kind of plays. But like, I mean, he's showing it now. Better L, is he got a better L5 than Mbappe? Maybe
69 for,
could be close.
Oh, they're off this week. Mbappe or PSG is off this week.
Well, they play tonight. Yeah, they play tonight.
Mm-hmm. It was probably Genesis before said there were a few Ligue 1 teams that were off. It was PSG, Lille. It's probably all the European, all the like midweek teams. Here we go. No PSG, Marseille, or Lille this week. Postponed to rest for Europe.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Anyway. Tuggy was saying his GOAT is the top in contenders. So let's go there and find out who the top is. Or is it Show?
I think Show.
There he is.
There he is.
And there's Idrissi.
There he is. The boy. John Suter.
What a time to be alive. There you go, Tuggy.
There it is.
I'm just going to quickly look at the top of each one.
The whole of PSV? Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's your boy? All the way down there.
Do you think if he turns to 100, he can work his way up the ladder? Or that not?
Maybe. That'll be an interesting test case there, Harry. We'll see if he moves up or not. Obviously, other players can move as well, but you're right. That 88% is a little weird.
Yeah, he did get yellow carded on the weekend. So if anyone knows if he is suspended for the weekend, I'd be very disappointed if he was. I feel like he's missed a game, though, before, but
doesn't seem like so many. That wasn't even with them. Yeah, it can't be a suspension.
No.
Yeah, it can't be.
Okay.
Here, let's help the people out a little bit, Harry.
And ourselves. Somebody's not doing their job correct, lad. Somebody needs to be sacked. Well, I mean, you know, the ATA, I just can't understand it.
Let's see. We've got Benitez, certainly Biscagli, Dest, Romalo. My God. You think it's Teze? Huh? I mean, why wouldn't he?
I mean, they don't have another right back.
Right. Really. Yeah. Who else we got? Goose Till?
Definitely. I do Tillman, Viermann.
Yeah.
Schouten's missed the last. I don't know.
He's back. Yeah. All right. Certainly De Jong.
De Jong, Bakayoko.
He's hurt.
And then, I mean, I thought it'd be Lozano, but no, if Lozano's injured, okay, yeah, so Tillman will play on the wing, which means, yeah, it will have to be either Gus Till or that Schouten guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe both.
Can we get
yeah,
both?
It could be both.
That's a 4-4-2, right? Yeah, that's
like
11.
A 4-2-3-1. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that works.
Like Benitez is only at 88%. What are we doing here? Oh, seven misses. And one more on
sabotage.
Later. One more on saying he's out. All right. If everybody can go in, go fix it up. Well, this is exactly why we need to do this.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then top in champions was Kane?
Grimaldo?
Verts.
Okay.
Where is double A? Such, what do you mean the form is bad? What are we, Harry, what are we doing?
It's those yellow cards. 3 DAs in 4 games. Not good enough for the bot.
I guess not. Algo says no. All right. U23?
This has to be Bakayoko, Verts.
No, yeah, Verts.
Palmer.
Oh, Dest. Dest, yeah. Verts, Bakayoko, Palmer. Yeah, there you go.
It's wild though, isn't it? Like Dest's L5 there is only 55. I don't know. Like Dest.
Yeah, the opponent score is pretty high. He'll get the clean sheet.
Yeah, fair enough. Win percentage is huge. He has been really good. Like you just watch him play and he's just too good for the league. He is.
It. You just wouldn't expect, like if you're the best player, I guess it's U23, but like surely you'll have somebody who would score more than 90 once.
Mm-hmm. I know it is quite strange if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Palm. I don't know. Sugawara at home could be really nice. That could be 100.
Yeah. There are a lot of possible hundreds this week. That PSV one is so annoying.
I know.
I guess you just really hope that enough people split them. You know, you play Dest and mm-hmm. Bakayoko and U23, and then Enteze. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just destroy the entire site.
And Tillman as well, you got to worry about because he's under 23 as well.
Yeah.
There's the Ampadu tease again. He actually played yesterday. He was ill, but apparently still managed to play. Of course he did. I think he smashed as well. Like 75 80s just on AA. He did get a clean sheet, but you have like a cheeky foul maybe at the end. I saw him at like 75. Not sure. Yeah, a little foul there maybe. Cost him. Look at the passing stats though. 117. That is MMD territory, right?
It's getting there.
It literally is.
Where does MMD come up?
Double. Well, no odds actually. So.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah. Still a double. Oh my gosh.
That's when.
Actually, you know what his. His scoring history is probably going to keep it down for a while because, like, it's a lot of this still.
Yeah.
But, man, it's a lot. It's a lot.
What a player.
We're going to end it on that. So thank you, everybody, for coming in. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny, who was here earlier. For everybody who is getting ready for their game week right at the last minute, or at least the 2 hours before the literal last minute. Join Harry. You on it this week? I'm going to say you are, but like I assume.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back. Harry and Quinny, which start 2 hours before the game week deadline on Friday. I don't want to tell you what time that is because different everywhere. But join them. I'll be there and get all of your late news. It's perfect. Perfect show for that. So thank you, everybody, for coming. Please like this stream. Go over to Quinny's channel, Quinny3001. Subscribe. Get the notifications on so that you know when the show starts, and like on arrival. Simple as that. Thank you, everybody. Harry, thank you, and good luck this week.